The Never Trump movement has been strong in Wisconsin, even as it's faltered in other states. High-profile Republican legislators, strategists, and media personalities have lined up against the real estate mogul. Brian Fraley, a GOP strategist and early Never Trump adopter, says he and others in the movement aren't budging, even in light of Trump's apparent nomination.
When people said Never Trump, it wasn't, we don't like Trump. It wasn't, we'd prefer not Trump. We'd prefer somebody else. It was Never Trump.
Fraley says his Never Trump stance is putting the interests of America ahead of the interests of the Republican Party. He thinks other Wisconsin Never Trump Republicans are weighing the choice between voting for a third-party candidate come November or not voting in the presidential race at all.
When Scott Walker left the GOP presidential primary race last September, he urged voters to support a positive, conservative alternative to the current front-runner, the front-runner being Donald Trump. But now that it appears Trump will be the GOP nominee, Walker is bringing up what he said during a debate last August.
On August 6th, I stood on the stage in Cleveland and said that I would support the nominee. I've said it repeatedly since then, and I'll be supporting the Republican nominee once that's officially set at the convention against Hillary Clinton.
Walker backed Ted Cruz during the Wisconsin primary and says he doesn't believe that will limit the amount of time Trump campaigns in Wisconsin this fall. But the governor says he's still thinking about whether to appear with Trump.
Public opinion polls have shown Trump is highly unfavorable with Wisconsin voters, particularly among independents and women. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Martha Lanning says Trump's nomination shows a lack of leadership among Republicans who tried to stop Trump for months but ultimately failed.
Now they're faced with the problem of walk away from their nominee or get behind him. And by getting behind him, they're actually reinforcing that the Republican Party is supporting, you know, a candidate for president that is truly scary.
Already, Democrats have been trying to tie Trump to U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Lanning says Trump's nomination could also help Democrats win races for the state legislature.
Chuck Kornbach,
Laurel White,
Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.